Ինգլիսური ենիս տեստիս մոսմենիս դավալեպը.
Listening.
Listen to the text and for each question, mark the correct answer. You now have 30 seconds to look through the task. You will then hear the recording twice. David Leonhardt, an 18-year-old young man, couldn't wait until September. Finally, his life was going to change. He was going to become a student. He was going to start a completely new life. The life he had always dreamt about. June had been a terrible month for David, with all those school-leaving exams to do. David spent July waiting. The exam results finally arrived in August, 2 months after he had taken the exams. He was so worried when one morning the envelope with the exam results arrived at their house. David wasn't the most intelligent boy in his school. Some of his classmates were doing much better than him, and he knew that. So he didn't think he had done very well at the exams. However, good grades were really important for David. He had to do well in his school-leaving exams so that he could get to the university and get away from his hometown. Like many people of his age, for David, going to university was, first of all, a chance to get away from his hometown and his parents, to meet lots of new people, to stop being a child and become an adult. Living in another place for him was actually a chance to start to live an independent life in a different town, and a chance to become a new and totally different person. The town David lived in was situated in the west of England and not far from Manchester. The town had only one high school and only one cafe. It also had one small museum which had some interesting artifacts from Roman times. But the worst thing was the weather. The town had very few sunny days, and rain was the usual thing. Just rain, no wind and no snow either. The town was small, with nothing interesting happening in it. There was almost no place for young people to meet and talk, so they spent time walking up and down the main street. Nothing new or different or unusual ever happened there. It was boring, and the young people felt so. Most of them wanted to leave the place and look for a better education or job opportunities. David also couldn't wait to leave. The town was too small for him. That day in August, when David was opening the envelope with the exam results in it, his hands trembled. He took out the letter, went through his exam results quickly, and sighed with relief. It was okay. He hadn't done brilliantly, but his grades were good enough. He got a place at the University of Manchester, and the course started in September. David had wanted to go to London to study, but his mother said it was too far away and that it was too expensive. He had tried to go to the University of Edinburgh, but his exam results weren't good enough for that university, which had always been a very prestigious university. So David had to accept the University of Manchester. Then the day came when David arrived at Manchester. When he got off the train at the station, he felt free at last. Manchester was an industrial city. It wasn't the best place, but that didn't matter to David. At least it wasn't his hometown. The university was only a short distance from the city centre, but it was much more attractive than the rest of the city. The University of Manchester wasn't the oldest university in England, and it wasn't the most prestigious either, But David didn't mind. For him, it was a new world, a new start. David Leonhardt, an 18-year-old young man, couldn't wait until September. Finally, his life was going to change. He was going to become a student. He was going to start a completely new life. The life he had always dreamt about. June had been a terrible month for David, with all those school-leaving exams to do. David spent July waiting. The exam results finally arrived in August, 2 months after he had taken the exams. He was so worried when one morning the envelope with the exam results arrived at their house. David wasn't the most intelligent boy in his school. Some of his classmates were doing much better than him, and he knew that. So he didn't think he had done very well at the exams. However, good grades were really important for David. He had to do well in his school-leaving exams so that he could get to the university and get away from his hometown. Like many people of his age, for David, going to university was, first of all, a chance to get away from his hometown and his parents, to meet lots of new people, to stop being a child and become an adult. Living in another place for him was actually a chance to start to live an independent life in a different town, and a chance to become a new and totally different person. The town David lived in was situated in the west of England and not far from Manchester. The town had only one high school and only one cafe. It also had one small museum which had some interesting artifacts from Roman times. But the worst thing was the weather. The town had very few sunny days, and rain was the usual thing. Just rain, no wind and no snow either. The town was small, with nothing interesting happening in it. There was almost no place for young people to meet and talk, so they spent time walking up and down the main street. Nothing new or different or unusual ever happened there. It was boring, and the young people felt so. Most of them wanted to leave the place and look for a better education or job opportunities. David also couldn't wait to leave. The town was too small for him. That day in August, when David was opening the envelope with the exam results in it, his hands trembled. He took out the letter, went through his exam results quickly, and sighed with relief. It was okay. He hadn't done brilliantly, but his grades were good enough. He got a place at the University of Manchester, and the course started in September. David had wanted to go to London to study, but his mother said it was too far away and that it was too expensive. He had tried to go to the University of Edinburgh, but his exam results weren't good enough for that university, which had always been a very prestigious university. So David had to accept the University of Manchester. Then the day came when David arrived at Manchester. When he got off the train at the station, he felt free at last. Manchester was an industrial city. It wasn't the best place, but that didn't matter to David. At least it wasn't his hometown. The university was only a short distance from the city centre, but it was much more attractive than the rest of the city. The University of Manchester wasn't the oldest university in England, and it wasn't the most prestigious either, but David didn't mind. For him, it was a new world. A new start. This is the end of the listening part. Thank you.
Mosmenis davaleba dasrulebulia.